I need to say that I experienced something that I wondered at some point in my life I would. I didn't think it would happen this soon, but because of circumstances under which we live, and you look at the cause and effect of COVID-19. So, baseball, we know from a little league standpoint, from a school standpoint, canceled, which means for the first time in I don't know how long, since I've been coaching Charlie and his little league teams, and I was going to do the Valley Lutheran JV team this year, I'm not have any official coaching duties, you know, so I've got a little extra time. And my church, Peach Lutheran, part of an area church softball league that's getting underway, I've actually got time I could play.
All right. Oh,
good. What position do you play?
Wherever.
I see.
Wherever. It doesn't matter.
You would.
Yeah. But we played a first game last night. But also, Charlie can play, too.
Oh,
he's of
right?
age.
Oh, nice. Oh.
See, I thought at some point in my life, I just didn't know when, that we'd have a chance to do a father-son playing on the same team.
Right.
And it was cool. It was, I thought it was cool. Hopefully he thought it was cool, too. But it was just kind of like, oh, wow.
Rude the second's on second, and Rude the third is on third.
Well, actually, Charlie was playing third base.
Oh, was he really?
I did a little catching last night, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. There were a number. We kind of got into the game late. I called up the people who were organizing it and said, hey, if you can use a couple more bodies, you know. And, hey, show on up. You know, we'll get you in the game. So it was just
great that you can play together.
Yeah, it was just, like I said, it was fun. I kind of took it all in at one point. I'm like, wow, I'm playing on a ball field. You know, it's like I said, I expected it to happen years on down the road once I didn't coach anymore and maybe he was done playing baseball. Then we'd pick up someplace in some kind of softball league together. But
People say this is reminiscent of when Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. were on the field together?
Unfortunately, that comparison was not made, and we did not accomplish the back-to-back home runs that Ken Sr. and Ken Jr. did in that one game to make history. But it was fun.
Good.
And Charlie played well, especially very defensively. He was impressing some of the players like, wow, hey, great play. And of course, I had to tease him and say, how come you never do that when you're playing on my team?
Someone else is coaching.
Exactly right. Any father knows coaching the son, it's always the toughest position on the team to play. Mm-hmm. And we actually won. I couldn't tell you the final score. I just know we won. We had to play extra innings.
Oh, very good.
In fact, when we got into the extra inning, they start the extra inning with the runner on second base, which is always the person who makes the last out the previous inning is on second base. Which, since I made the last out in the previous inning, I was on second base. And so I ended up scoring the winning run.
All right.
I think we scored like four runs. But anyway, it was nice to be out playing and just a little father and son experience.
Yeah.
That I know a lot of fathers and sons do, and I, like I said, had hoped to do it at some point. I just didn't think it would happen in 2020. But because of the effects of COVID-19, so there's that silver lining in that COVID cloud.
Well, now you're hooked. It sounds like this softball season begins after your regular baseball season would be played anyhow, wouldn't it?
It could. It's just that in the past years, getting involved in tournament play and things like that. Mm. Actually, it was delayed because I think it usually starts earlier, but it was delayed until gatherings of certain people could happen. And the strangeness of worlds that we live in, this is the reality that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of reality, from the softball field to the baseball field, I don't know unless you've done more research than I've had a chance to do, Pat. From what I understand, and we talked about this, I think the last time we talked about the possibility of the Tigers playing baseball and the rest of Major League Baseball, of course, we focus on the Tigers because we're an affiliate, is that the stalemate was in place after the owners had made another proposal and the players said, nope, we're going to reject that. But upon that rejection, latest rejection from yesterday, the Executive Players Board rejected the latest proposal from the owners.
Correct.
Of the 60 games.
Yep.
The players wanted the 70, but now put in place is where Commissioner Manfred is going to unilaterally say the season's going to begin.
Correct. Can the players strike, though?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they
no.
can't, eh?
No.
Okay.
I guess they could, but I mean, they're not going to.
This goes back into whatever agreement was reached in March that apparently it was to the point of we don't negotiate at a certain point, Commissioner, you are allowed to.
Correct. Oh, okay.
Yeah, unilaterally call for a 60-game or whatever. How many games
60
they
games.
Wanted.
Yeah, this 60 seems games, it's going to be 60 games.
Yeah.
Starting in late July, we're hearing, last week in July, players are expecting it. They're going to go along with it. They still have to agree by 5 o'clock today.
If they could make it by July 1st, right?
Yeah.
For spring training.
Because they still have to agree on all the safety protocols. Okay. So, and that's like a 65-page book of safety protocols.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I forgot if Major League Baseball came out with its own pamphlet. Because was that the NBA that had a 110-page safety protocol? Which,
exactly.
Do. They want to try to get this started.
And I think some players can, if they're concerned, say, just not going to play for themselves or their family or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, it's
going to be surreal. It is. And you brought up something we talked about off the air, too. I forget exactly what the schedule is going to look like. Are teams playing? Are they going to be playing? It sounds like they're going to be playing at their stadiums, right? But is it going to be this regional thing where, Midwest teams will just play Midwest teams, West teams will play West teams, East teams will play East teams, South? I don't know.
Which is something we heard like in the last month when we were going through some of the proposals, but I haven't heard any of that since then.
Right, I haven't either.
So I don't know what this agreement contains.
I can't see the Tigers going out to play the LA Angels. I just cannot see that happening.
Because that was a reconfiguration of all, because you'd have some American teams and National League teams all mixed together in divisions. And and doesn't make reference. I'm sure it's there for the DH to happen all over the place, Mm-hmm. We'll know more, I'm sure. The big thing is just having the fact that the commissioner is going to say yes and the players are going to agree to it.
Yeah.
And then we can go from there.
Right. And then, of course, what happens when there's going to be outbreaks, because that probably will happen. We're seeing that in college football. We're seeing that in some other sports, too. And how baseball handles that is, anybody's guess.
And then we also heard that when it came to some training activities beginning, that teams, instead of training in their spring training sites, which was the original thought, would be able to train in their home ballparks. But yet the Tigers say, no, we think that we're going to stay in Lakeland and do it there.
I have heard that maybe Toledo is another option.
Oh, really?
I've heard that's an option. But that, as far as I've heard, Lakeland seems like that's where they're going to start. Doesn't really make sense to me, though.
Yeah, does any of this make sense?
No, really. None of it really makes sense.
And will it make sense for the fans? That's going to be the big thing. Will the fans follow when it comes to being without spectators, to watch on TV, to listen on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's to be determined.
Well, if they do play, we'll have them right here at WSGW.
We're ready for it. Everything's in place. Stay tuned. We'll let you know more. It is crazy, though.
It is.
And baseball is doing this. Hockey and basketball still loom.
Yeah, basketball is starting in July. I mean, that looks like, of all the four major sports right now, I would say basketball looks like that's the certainty, that they're going to get started in late July. NFL football, most likely, too, will get started.
I got to say, with basketball happening this late and hockey trying to get its postseason, I'm almost, I don't know, it doesn't bother me that the Pistons and the Red Wings both won't be involved.
No, it doesn't bother me either. Maybe there is a time for them.
It doesn't bother me, because how much attention is going to be paid to it? So you have to really be involved in an NBA city or a big basketball and hockey fan to pay attention in July and August to these sports that are so out of season.
Yeah, especially if baseball gets started.
Yeah.
I mean, people, I think that's what they'll pay attention to. And then once football, especially the NFL training camps get started, that's mm-hmm. where a lot of attention's going to go.
NBA and NHL might ultimately get lost.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like with the Belmont Stakes. I'm sorry. I forgot that it was even running on Saturday.
Yes.
If it doesn't follow the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, then how was I supposed to know?
The out-of-order year of 2020. Mm-hmm. This is what it is all about.